It's time for So What's Your Problem? With life coach and self-proclaimed know-it-all, Stan Katzer. Taking your calls on everything and anything problematic in your life and relationships. Stan may tell you, don't worry, be happy, but we know it's not that easy. So that's where our experts step in to give you tools to navigate through difficult waters. Sit back, relax, let's get some perspective and learn how to have a better life. Now, here's your host, Stan the Man Katzer.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a loving light on me.
Hello out there and welcome to So What's Your Problem, the weekly radio program. We have a team of experts, and man, do we have a team tonight. Anyway, you call in, and we give you advice on how to solve and resolve your questions. We also have a panel discussion going on here, and it's been a pretty insane week. There's a lot to talk about. First, let me introduce our amazing experts, our guests, our geniuses. First, back with us again, one of our amazing regulars is personal injury attorney Robert Lemley, LemleyLaw.com. And Robert handles motor vehicle accidents, car accidents, motorcycle accidents, pedestrian accidents. I actually just hit a couple of those last week. Let's keep that quiet. Bicycle accidents, truck accidents. And, you know, the other one that I'm always very fascinated by is defective products. Because my mother back in the day had a seltzer bottle blow up in her face, and we could have gotten rich, but yet we stayed in the Bronx. Hello, Robert Lemley. How are you this week? Great to see your smiling face.
You too, Stan. Good to
Everything
see you.
Good? You're okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for having me.
And to his left is the renowned employer advocate attorney, Thomas Employment Law, and he is Jeffrey Thomas. So you see how the two go together, Thomas Employment Law, and he is Jeffrey Thomas.
You're a smart one, Stan.
I'm like, I'm like a freaking genius.
And he called you the genius.
And I'm like, and I called you the brilliant, talented expert.
Subtlety does not
escape. And Jeffrey deals with is not my short point or strong point or something.
Keep going, Stan. Keep going.
Okay, I'm trying. Okay, but Jeffrey will handle discrimination, harassment, retaliation cases. I want to ask about that. Wrongful termination, disability accommodations, wage and hour conflicts, and administrative actions. Jeffrey, tell us again, PAGA lawsuits, what does that stand for?
Yeah, so we represent only employers.
Right.
We don't represent the employees. So PAGA is an informal class action lawsuit where one person can sue and recover money owing to a group of employees, dozens, hundreds, thousands.
Oh, okay. And also joining with us for the first time, although she is a longtime guest, she's sitting in as guest co-host, the fabulous, very talented Sarah Intelligator. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right, good. How's your week going?
It's going all right.
All right, Sarah was telling us she saw the opening episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry David. It was hilarious.
Hilarious.
All right, that's good. Mr. Lemley, anything going on besides the law? Personal injury?
Besides,
you've been doing some traveling, I think.
Yeah.
I've seen you on Facebook. Where you been?
Where have I been lately? I took a little day trip down Orange County. That's always fun. I realized, you know, the time it takes me to get to Malibu for another 20 minutes,
easier,
I can be at a much nicer, cleaner beach. And
you surfed down there?
Yeah, I got in the water.
Newport? Yeah.
Yeah, a little south of Newport.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
And Professor Thomas, Jeffrey, how have you been? Things good? And you moved into your new house, business, busy?
Just got a promotion there.
He's a professor.
Yeah. Oh, well, professor?
No. He means he's intelligent.
Stan is a little cautious with me.
He knows that. I'm on eggshells.
Call him on his
impropriety.
Right.
Exactly.
Stan?
See?
Improper?
You see
so,
me
never.
Do you see me sweating?
So I'll
like
start.
You, like I shouldn't say that Sarah has amazing calves and talks about them herself. You'll kill me for that.
Stan?
Watch
I
it.
I was sent by the station to bring you in line.
All right.
All right.
Good luck.
No, anyway, so what's anything going on?
So what's going on is I'm a little bit frustrated and upset that the good President Trump earlier this week spent one day in Puerto Rico, and went directly to Vegas.
Yeah.
One day in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. You're getting a round of applause from our engineer on that one.
Okay.
And how about the mayor of Puerto Rico? She didn't. She wasn't too reticent on our feelings.
She's got balls.
Yeah,
if I can say.
Or
that.
chutzpah. Intelligator, myself and Lemley might say. Yes,
she is a smart, assertive
woman
who's taking responsibility for her people.
And she may get some more national prominence out of her assertiveness.
Well, right now, I just hope for the Puerto Rican people. They get.
Yeah,
the help they need.
Yeah,
but I think
really
it's obscene that our president spends only one day in Puerto Rico and goes there this late.
And this morning, because I did see some of the press conferences saying how swimmingly things are going with the help and all the aid and how great they're doing. But what else is new from this president? And how about the nerve, or as my favorite pundit would say, do you know Anna Navarro, who's a CNN pundit?
Yes.
She's Hispanic from Florida.
Yeah.
Robert, you know her, right?
Sure.
You've seen her?
Sure.
Sarah, you've seen her?
Yeah.
She's quite outspoken. And come on, you guys. What'd she say? The gall of Trump is sitting in his ivory tower at his golf course talking about Puerto Rico.
Fake news, Stan.
Yeah.
Fake news.
Yeah, right. Sure. Yeah, it's pretty intense stuff. Actually, I'm glad you bring that up because today we're going to do something a little different on So What's Your Problem? We really want to hear from our callers and panelists about things that are – there's a lot going on. A few days, you know, the horrific, horrific event in Las Vegas. Everything that's going on in the country, as Jeffrey alluded to, with the hurricanes and the president and our legislation. What are they doing? And even may talk a little bit about thoughts on NFL, employer-employee relationship in that situation. You know, why not? Let's go for it a little bit today. I do want to ask a question to both attorneys since, you know, relating to the horrific events, as I mentioned, in Vegas. Robert, with your personal injury cases, have you had a case where there has been gun violence which has led to you getting involved in a case?
I have. It's been many years, and it was holding a bar liable for some gunplay that went on. They'd provided inadequate security, and somebody got shot.
Somebody got injured, And Jeffrey, how about employer, employee come out of, you know, come to attack an employer? Was there any guns involved or weapons
involved? We deal
with
workplace safety issues frequently.
Yeah.
And it's everything from servers threatening another employee with a knife.
Right.
You know, anything can be used as a weapon. I think threats in the workplace are becoming more common. So workplace safety is a real big issue for employers. Fortunately, we haven't had to deal with a gun yet.
Okay.
Is there a legislation that you say that's becoming more prevalent, threat, or they're taking the threats more seriously, or there are more threats? Is there legislation that specifically deals with that in terms of making threats in the workplace something that, like in employment law?
Surprisingly, not as much as you would think, especially in California where we legislate so much.
Right.
There isn't a great deal of statutory law on the employer's responsibility. You've got some regulations from OSHA on a federal level. You've got labor code obligations for the employer to maintain a safe workplace.
Sure.
And then it's you look back at just garden variety negligence law. And
what's
like
an employer's obligation if an employee comes to him or her with a threat that's been made by another employee?
Well, it's an obligation to immediately investigate to ensure the safety of the employee who came forward and everyone else. I mean, it's what you would expect it to be.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. You know what? I think we have a caller. We don't have a lot of time left in this segment, so we're going to ask the caller to hang in and stay after we go to a break. But hello, caller. To whom am I speaking? Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello.
Yes, I am. Hi. We thought we lost you. And to whom am I speaking?
This is Annie.
Annie. Hi, Annie. So Annie, it's kind of keeping it open today to political issues and things going on in the world, in the country, in this studio right now. What's on your mind, Annie? Well, what is your problem?
Well, my daughter was at the shooting.
Oh,
last
really?
Sunday.
A few days
yes.
ago. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And I'm just so shaken by it. I'm very upset just thinking that if she had been in the wrong place, that she wouldn't be with me right now.
Wow. Did she give you a little bit of a narrative of what went on or while she was there or when she
yes.
when she knew what was really going on? Because there's so many confusing stories from people that were there. What did she say?
Well, she and her boyfriend were up in the front, and she had to use the restroom. So they went to the restroom, and on their way back up to the front, they saw somebody they knew. So they sat on the grass, and they started talking to their friend. And she said she heard the gunshots, and she looked at her boyfriend and said, "Was that a gun?" And he said, "No." So they just, went out, I guess, on with their conversation, and then she heard it again, and he said, "Oh, that's a gun."
Okay, so how did they go ahead? They ran? Go ahead.
They ran and they hid behind some trailers that were there.
Uh-huh.
And then they had to jump over a 10-foot fence. And she said that everybody was getting hurt because they were jumping. And they were all helping each other, picking each other up and running like crazy.
All right, Annie, we're going to have to go to a break. I want you to stay with us if you don't mind. So what are your thoughts on this gunman? Okay, let's go to a break and we'll come back. You think about that. And we're going to pay a few bills and we'll be right back. Thank you. Hang in there.
No, I won't back down. You can stay.